The hallmark of Patrick's second term was supposed to be a $1.9 billion tax package to pay for transportation and education improvements, but it was rejected by the legislature and replaced with a far more modest $500 million tax hike just for transportation. So instead of trying to push something ambitious through the legislature again, Patrick says he'll focus on prioritizing.
Specifically, we're going to try to get as many of the transportation projects that are on the list launched over the next, or in many cases completed. And we're having to pare that list, of course, because the size of the transportation bill is not what we originally proposed.
On education, Patrick says he wants to open more so-called innovation schools, which are public schools that have more autonomy to change curriculum, budgeting, and staffing than traditional public schools.
I hope to be around and in schools, to particularly innovation schools, to call attention to the good work and the creative and innovative work that's going on.
The governor started the year by filing bills to reform retiree health insurance benefits, local housing authorities, and compounding pharmacies following the deadly meningitis outbreak. Those measures remain in committee. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.